Hallelujah, we made it to our best list of all time. We made it to the best list. Hallelujah, we're giving you great recs for today. If you're a newbie, basically this is the must. You must listen to songs you must listen to in all of K-pop, in our personal opinion, so get on it. Yeah. Woo. Awesome. Spectacular. Hooray. Amazing. Whatever the fuck Lady Gaga said in that interview. Welcome back, everybody, to the one, the only knee-slapping K-pop podcast. It is your girl, Maria, and I'm here with Editor Kayla.
Hello.
And Spokesperson Sammy.
Hello. Every time you say time that, you I'm say like, it, that's I not... Like, what? I don't know how that even works.
I don't know. I think you are the spokesperson, Sammy.
Okay. Well, but... I'll accept a title I don't understand.
Fair enough, but we are here today, finally, to talk about the best K-pop songs of all time, in our opinion, as of early 2024. Yay. Love it.
What a time.
So excited.
I do think five or four of these songs come from the same year.
Five.
Five of them are from the same year. But you know what? That was a banger year of K-pop.
It was such a good year. Like, we had to. Like, what else could we do?
Exactly.
Not have them on here?
And I feel like they're not shocking. None of them are shocking choices.
No. Like, those are the choices that had to be here.
Of this list, those are not the ones that are shocking.
No. There are some that are shocking. Not that one.
Right, not that one. It's a great list overall. Highly recommend you listen to the whole list of songs.
Oh, yeah. And it's a fun list. I don't know if maybe you should listen to the list in the order we have it.
Right.
It can be like, not in the order, but definitely check out all these songs.
We don't have it in optimal listening experience.
Mm-hmm. We do not, but you
know
what?
But we do have them in our personal recommendations.
Yes.
And then you can figure out whatever order you want to listen to these songs.
Yes.
And also stick around for the end, because we have statistics about our own opinions.
We do. Yes, we will do the stats. Statistics on all of the top 10 songs of the years as well. Very fun. Because we all work in STEM, we love a statistical analysis of our own opinion.
Correction, we do work that's involved with biology somehow. That's really what it is. We all do something related to biology.
We do.
But they're all different. I love it.
So number 15. A song that I think that
it's gotten worse over time.
Time has made worse over time, unfortunately. Time has made worse.
Yeah.
Give this, like, 3 years ago would have been top five.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Easily.
And it's not the song's fault, it's the group's fault. Like, it's their own fault.
No.
Because at number 15, we have Pentagon with Shine.
Amazing.
Yeah. A banger song.
So much fun.
What a great song.
Holy shit.
What the fuck's going on with Pentagon?
What is going on with Pentagon? Jeez. Depressing.
What happened to Pentagon?
It's so depressing, honestly.
They're falling apart so hard right now. It's really it's sad to watch.
It is.
It's terrible.
But, like, it's a good song. It's got a lot of energy. We love that about it.
We do.
It's Pentagon at the height of their powers, and it's only been downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's true. They could have done so well, and it really went so poorly after this.
Yeah, it's very disappointing, honestly.
It goes so poorly so fast.
It's just...
We have a couple of years. It's because right after this, we lose Edon, and that's mm-hmm. that's really the beginning of the end for them. And they never recover from that.
No, they do not.
But this song is great. Like, despite what a disaster that group is now, we can't deny that this is a great song. And
the thing with this song is that this song is so good. Like, the only fucking like weird little almost meme K-pop song that's ever worked.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a little weird song, but all the pieces fit together. They highlight all the correct members of Pentagon.
Right.
There's still three of them, I don't know.
It's fine.
And they're still there.
Doesn't matter anymore, really.
Doesn't fucking matter, they're dead.
Given the situation of Pentagon.
Not that I even tried to learn the numbers of Pentagon, I just can't.
There's no reason to.
I mean, I never did.
Especially not now.
Truly.
Yeah. There's no reason.
I knew, I think, what, 6 to 7 out of 10? Mm-hmm. Confidently.
Yeah.
The other three are nonsense to me.
Yeah. No need anymore.
Nothing matters anymore about Pentagon, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But on the topic of this song, I just really feel like such wasted opportunities. And it's almost not even Cube's fault.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the universe apparently just had it out for Pentagon.
They did. They really, something about the universe did not like them.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was truly just unfortunate in a lot of different ways.
So, that's Shine.
Yep.
Some people might feel the same way about the next one.
Maybe. No, because the next group lasted way longer and had success for way longer.
True, but then again,
did.
They also
it
just...
It didn't go downhill.
They did not lose
the music
quality.
Didn't go
they
did downhill.
Go downhill. They had a following through
decline.
Their whole career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the music quality didn't decline.
Right.
No.
Because at number 14, we have Bang by After School. Great
the drums.
Great, like, second-gen girl group song.
Oh, absolutely.
A song that we got covered a lot this year, and I feel like we need to cover it more, because it is a great song to cover.
Oh, no, I want more of this song. Yeah. This song is so fun.
And for a song being as old as it is, it, like, it ages so well. It's such a good song.
Oh, absolutely.
Even
and a song that could go so poorly.
Yeah.
Because, like, put this out there. It's a, like, it is both, like... I don't know, marching band themed, and also has essentially a cheerleader chant as a chorus.
Yeah.
Could go so poorly.
Right.
But works so well.
It's so
every
good.
Time.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, like Maria said, the group didn't have, like, the best go, but they didn't have the
worst. Because let's be honest, I think a lot of that was Pletus, though, to be fair.
Pletus, yeah. Pletus
yeah.
had a lot of problems.
Pletus, yeah, but also at the same time, I do think that, like, they went in with, like, a weird concept to begin with, and also the girls, a similar Zia situation happened where they all got so much individual attention.
Right.
The group becomes a secondary thought, so I don't necessarily know if it's, like, fully a Pledis thing, or just, like, well, why make money that I have to divide?
I mean, they all didn't necessarily, that didn't necessarily happen to all of them, though, all the members.
But that doesn't necessarily happen to all of any group.
Yeah.
Especially a group of this size. It happened to enough of them.
Yeah.
And enough of the bigger members that, like, there's no point in making the group continue.
Right.
But this song, banger.
Banger.
Love that.
Great song.
Love that it will I'm excited, you know what I'm excited for? I'm excited for Twiz to cover the song.
Ooh,
every
yeah.
Pletus group covers the song.
Oh, that would
it was
be,
the
ooh,
Pletus Girls' audition for Produce.
Mm. Yeah.
17 did it. I think that I want Twiz to do it.
Oh, that would be
and that
great.
Is how we
that's a new boy group coming, right?
That is how we decided to
ooh,
call
exciting.
To us.
Twiz.
But this time
that,
a boy group,
like.
A Pledis boy group
calling.
Created under the
Twiz.
Hype labels, which will be rather interesting to see how that one plays out.
Oh no, they're feeling already, the rollout feels very much like the TXT rollout.
Okay. That's
not
exciting.
Saying that's
a good.
Bad thing, that's a great thing.
That's
yeah.
good.
I think
I'm
the
happy.
It's like a combination of the TXT and the New Jeans rollout,
right.
And I think that's wonderful.
Yes. And it's like what we've got so far from them, very good. I like
banger.
It. Yeah.
So far, honestly, might change, but we're recording this on January 6th, Rookie Boy Group of the Year.
Yep. That's
we'll see.
We got
so far.
We shall see.
No, they've already, like, at this point, if they come out with no one, if ever nothing else comes out from them, already had a great debut.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
All right. Number, what are we at? 13?
Number 13. This 13. Is our band song. Of this list, because you know we always
got.
There
was no way we weren't gonna have.
We
one.
Were always gonna have a band song on the list.
Oh yeah,
but why not do it with probably, arguably, the most unique K-pop band out there? Number lucky number 13, lucky or unlucky, but I say in this case it's lucky. We have Flowering. Such a lovely track. Amazing.
Surely
by Lucy, by the way. By Lucy, by the band
so
Lucy.
Good.
We enjoy Lucy a lot.
Love them so
we've
much.
Always been big fans. From this is debut. Mm-hmm. This is the debut.
The debut of them.
I was going to say from debut, and I'm like, obviously from debut.
Yeah,
this
from
is
debut.
This is debut, yeah. When this from was debut. Their debut, and you come out here with a violin, I'm like, oh, fantastic.
We love a violin.
Violins. So love a violin.
We appreciate a violin.
We love a violin.
But, not just a violin, but like a fully realized band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
No notes, just vibes.
Mm-hmm.
No notes for them at all. Doing so good, like always.
Immediately.
So good all the time.
It's just like a charming little song. It's got all the right energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the, they're so talented. I do think it also does come from the fact that as opposed to a lot of other bands, they were all older.
Yes.
This is a band of adults.
It is a band of adults. It mm-hmm. was made on a survival show, which is normally not something that is good for a lot of these, like, groups. But I think the fact that they did not win helped them out
better.
So much, because then they could sign with a company and then just become a real band. And
yes.
exist longer than Hoppy Pole and
Though,
then, who won that show. So
weirdly, two bands made on survival shows have thus far made our best list.
I know, so maybe that's the way you make a
unicorn.
Maybe that's the way you make a band, is you
maybe
put them on a survival
maybe
show.
Farm
maybe
together, but don't
make
them win, but make them go to another company.
No, a High Five Unicorn did win, though.
They did.
Oh, okay.
But that was
maybe
FNC,
winning is not a factor.
But the FNC, that's also FNC, and FNC we already know is good at bands. So
true.
It's
FNC is very good at bands. I trust
situation.
FNC with a band.
Yeah. But either way, love them. We love the violin so much.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting aspect to have in a K-pop band.
It brings
such
a fun
really makes
flavor
it so much fun.
To, especially the kind of music that, I mean, obviously the kind of music that Lucy makes will have to compliment the violin. He is one of the five people there.
Right.
But it brings a nice energy to it. It's
really
like
does.
It can bring the drama. Nothing is more dramatic than a violin.
Nah. It's so good.
It can bring, and even in a lighter song like this, it just makes it sound just so pretty.
I know. It's so nice. And it's not,
it's
I don't,
just pleasant.
Unexpected is not the word, because we've had it for so long now, but it just is so,
but at the top,
such a
but,
nice, like, different aspect to have in
But
music.
Here's the thing. You have to think of at the time. When we first heard, this is the debut, this is the first violin.
True. This
At
the
time, it was
violin.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
And I do think that's also why they gave the violin such a prominent solo in that song.
Right.
Not that they don't often give the violin a prominent solo, but,
right.
like, it's, like, they, like, made it real prominent in this
oh,
one.
Oh, definitely. Because, I mean, the violin is pretty prominent in all of their music, just given
yeah.
the fact that it's there and most K-pop songs don't have violin in
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
It is,
like,
it's extra prominent in Flowering, for
yeah.
sure.
Just for the novelty sake at the beginning.
Right.
We love that.
So good. Love them so much. Such a
more K-pop
nice,
bands, not JYP ones,
group.
But other K-pop
yeah,
bands.
Yeah, anyone but JYP want to make a band, go for it.
Or SM. I don't trust SM.
SM? Oh, God, no.
No, SM and Trax, please no.
Just maybe FNC.
Let's go no big three bands, but like anyone else want to try to make a band, go for it.
FNC, you want to make two more bands?
Right.
To be honest, that's the only person I trust.
FNC, you want to make some bands? Like, go
Do you think Hybe's going to make a band eventually?
I don't think that's a thing they're looking at.
The only thing I could think about a Hybe band would be a pre-existing band that they acquire.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
think they're
I don't think Hybe.
I
think Hybe knows their limitations enough.
I don't think they're going to acquire more labels at this point in time, to what I know.
Yeah,
of
but
knows.
I'm just saying, like, if they want to, like, if some band that leaves a company, that's the only time I could even imagine them getting a band. It would
right.
need to be an like, it would need to first have acquired a band,
mm-hmm.
and maybe after they've acquired a band and managed that, would make a band.
Right.
You know?
I don't think that's
would
a
need
thing
to be
that,
a
they,
process.
That they know they can come out
no.
and just do,
I think
yeah?
it would need to be a enough of a steps in a process that we haven't even started.
Right.
That it would be years from now, if anything.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 12?
Number 12.
Number 12 is an oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but a goodie.
So number 12, we have Shinee's Lucifer. My first K-pop song.
Great song.
I started with one of the best ever.
It is. I do think for me it's my favorite song from them. I love it. It's so good.
It's up there. It is at the very least up there always. Mm-hmm. It's such a banger. It's like the opposite. We will talk a lot in our worst list about what we call electronic bullshit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is electronic songs that just don't decide to just not do, make everything muddled and awful.
No.
Right.
This is the opposite of that. It's fully an electronic song. It's fully EDM electronic.
Right.
But done in the best way possible.
It complements the
and fun fact.
Nice way, yeah.
And fun fact, just to throw it out there for people who didn't know, a very young Bebe Rexha had writing credits for this song.
She did.
Which is wild to think.
If only Bebe Rexha could write her own music half as good as this
Apparently
song.
Not, but we won't get into that today.
As Lucifer by Shiny. Just saying. Bebe Rexha does not make good music on her own.
No.
But
apparently if she writes for other people, it's great. Apparently.
Yeah,
I don't
apparently.
Know.
Some people write better songs for other people. Hui from Pentagon, I think, wrote better songs for other groups than he did for Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth. I'm very interested to see what that Hui solo album sounds like.
I don't want to think about it. I really do not want to think about it.
It's either going to be full ballads or the most try-hard shit you've ever heard.
Oh god, yeah.
And I don't know which one I prefer.
I can't do a full album of Hui just like wailing the whole time.
But I can do a full album of everything Shinee's doing. And yes. I've done multiple of them. They're incredible.
They're always incredible.
Vocals on point.
Mm-hmm.
SM, back when they knew how to, like, play to the strengths of the group that they created.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
SM's gotta leave them alone, is really
SM does need to leave them alone.
Like, leave them alone, please.
SM overall, Shinee overall, the best SM group they ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking so phenomenal. Good. And just, I don't have no notes. Just listen to the song. It's a banger.
It's great. It's so good.
It's iconic. Moving on.
Yep.
To, I think, the solo song of her?
I think so.
The best.
I think.
Some of these are on here just to, like, not check boxes, but because,
no,
like,
this is the highest solo song.
We have the band song.
Yeah.
It's the only solo song on this list. So it's like,
this is
the band song for the list. You know.
This is for me.
love no, this we song. Wanted this on here.
It's great. It's a great song.
This was like one of the ones where we're like, no, this has to go on there.
Oh yeah. So at number 11 we have Heroin by Sunmi.
And Sunmi's getting her flowers. Yay. I love it
so
much.
She's such a good soloist. And
she is.
I think it's not like debut era Sunmi because that was different.
No.
That's like the split from JYP of like Heroin and Gashina, like right after each
Even
other.
Even though
so great.
She keeps going back to work with that man.
I know. It's unfortunate.
Sunmi, you
for
can
her.
Run.
It's
you really can say no. You're not in his company anymore.
No, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I guess she's on good terms with him that she feels fine
I know,
to collab with him.
His songs just make her worse. I'm sorry. Yeah. They just add some more bad songs in her discography.
It's unfortunate for her, but it's
just unfortunate.
It's fine.
Yeah, a little. But,
no, this song, phenomenal. Everything phenomenal. It brings the drama. As you'll notice from this list, we like when songs bring the drama.
Yes, we do.
And I think
that.
The wildest part about this was produced by Teddy Park.
again,
fucking Teddy Park, his best songs, his two of his best songs went to Sun Me.
Dead for like 10 years, not real.
Right. Oh, it's insanity.
If you look at Blackpink, Teddy's been dead for 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Sun Me, maybe he's still alive somewhere. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe. Even fucking, what's the new girl group called? Baby Monster.
Baby Monster. Oh, yeah.
Teddy's
been dead for
10 years.
Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I did too.
Those guys.
But listen to their music. Teddy's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah.
And yet, like, he writes songs for certain other people, not under JYP. YG.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, lively. Crazy. That company might be sucking the life out of him like a vampire.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
Because, like, he can't produce good things for even the Blackpink songs that he produces that I enjoy. I'm not going to tell you that the production is, like, top quality, innovative shit.
Right.
Yeah, nah. But Heroine's so good.
Heroine, top quality, innovative shit. Absolutely.
It's innovative. I love. It's basically, there's like definitely a message to the song, but I love that.
Yeah.
You don't hear it as often in K-pop.
Fuck you, I don't need no man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love a fuck you, I don't need no man banger.
Do love that.
You know, and just, it's just a great, because I think it was like, it wasn't like as big as Gosh No, but it definitely was, I think, a more surprise kind of popular hit, because it was like, oh, okay.
Gashina, which I think Gashina was out there to be the anthem.
Yeah. Right.
And this, I think, is better. But it's also more subdued than Gashina. Not by much, but I do think it's like a more, it's a different energy.
It's an energy I wish that more soloists implemented in K-pop, but you
know. It's an energy I wish Sunmi would go back to more.
True.
Yeah.
Unless she's just that was just done in a certain phase in her life and she's out of that phase, who knows, but. You know, because sometimes that's part of the reason why they don't go back to certain types of styles. That and also,
and
again, this
was sounded as good as that anymore.
That and also, this was a Teddy Park joint, so like,
I don't like. It's not that I'm saying I hate Sunmi's new music, but I hate some of Sunmi's new music.
Yeah,
the one she did last year was questionable.
Her more recent stuff, the last couple of years. For number one, she just hasn't been as active, so she hasn't been releasing a lot of music. But the last couple of years, I've been, like, kind of bored with it.
It's either bored, and I act, like, mostly bored, and then the one stranger I actively disliked.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that as, like, a thing of, like, I'm never gonna like Sunmi again. It's just, like, I do think that she's trying so many different things.
Right.
And I just don't think they've worked as well.
I think so. I would also say that, yeah.
Which is fine. It happens. That's careers for you. Mm-hmm. You try new things. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't pan out.
Speaking of careers of people who've been inactive, where the fuck is IU?
I know.
She's not on this list. Spoilers, but where the fuck is IU?
Where is
she's
IU?
She's coming with a mini album, supposedly.
She is coming with a mini album.
It's been so long, though.
COVID just made her tired that she was just like, I'm just gonna own properties and be reclusive for a little bit. You know what?
No, because she had during COVID, she was making music.
True, actually, good point. Maybe she was. Maybe
she was making music during COVID.
Maybe she just wanted a break after all that. Maybe she wanted a break from that.
I don't know. Where the hell is IU? So,
anyways.
Number 10?
10.
Number 10. Oh, number 10. Such a joy to see this on here. Such a joy.
Delightful little song.
Delightful song.
A delightful song. A delightful girl group. Listen to pretty much majority of their catalog, por favor. Love it. Their title tracks are bomb. Number 10, I am so happy, so pleased to crown my winners of Queendom at the number 10 spot.
Our
winners of Queendom.
No personal shade to Mamamoo, because I do still like Mamamoo, but this was,
come on now.
I was like, but this should have,
no competition.
They should have won, in my opinion. This group at number 10 should have won. It is Nonstop by shit. Oh my girl, God. I'm so tired.
It's okay. Oh My Girl. Oh My Girl, my favorite girl group. Freaking bangers. My God. Not the Oh My Girl song most people would pick.
Definitely not.
But our favorite Oh My Girl song.
Yes.
Collectively.
Collectively, fantastic.
Absolutely incredible. We love a banger. Probably what I would consider, I guess, the cute girl group song of this list.
Yeah.
The closest thing we have to
it. Closest thing we got to it.
The closest thing we're willing to put on here to it.
Right.
Goddamn banger.
So good.
I love the vibes. They sound amazing. They've always sounded amazing. I don't know, man.
They're so nice.
One of the only female K-pop rappers that, like, fits her group.
Yeah.
And, like, truthfully, does what the group needs.
It's just true. Such a nice, pleasant little song.
I know.
It's so
oh
nice.
Oh My Girl, a nice, pleasant little group.
I think this is one of my, like, most listened to song ever, just because it is just, like, so nice and easy to just listen to, mm-hmm. like, on a loop. It's so cute.
The thing
so
with
nice.
It is, like, you can just play it whenever.
Yeah.
I often talk in, like, our worst list about, like, what's the occasion? Like, when would I play this? When would it be appropriate?
Whenever.
Always.
Always.
With this, always.
There's no reason to not let this song.
Party? Like, play this song. Driving? Play this song. Studying? Not too stimulating.
Yeah.
Play this song.
Yeah.
You can play whatever.
It just makes me so happy when I listen to it. I'm just like, aw. I just like, bop, bop, bop. Also, shout out to the B-side. The Dolphin B-side.
Dolphin's great. Also, iconic song.
Banger.
Or however it goes.
And, like, there's so many other Oh My Girl songs we could have had in this slot.
Oh, definitely.
That are more of, like, the stereotypical, like, Ellie and Oh My Girl. Like, we could have had Closer, we could have had Windy Day.
Right.
But this just brings that, but ups the energy.
Oh, definitely.
Because it's still, I wouldn't call it not in the classy, elegant, fairy-like Oh My Girl concept.
Right, right.
But it's just, like, summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It's very summer. Even though it came out in April.
Yeah.
Early summer.
It's just, it's just so much fun. Please listen to other Oh My Girl tracks, because they're just, most of them are just fun.
Bangers.
Also, the icon that is Closer. Oh my God, I love Closer so much. It's just, I'm just so happy. It's great. It's great.
So
but yeah,
nice.
What else is there to say? Should have won Queendom, period.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. The knee slapper moral winners of Queendom.
Yeah, moral winners.
Basically.
Much
I mean,
like how SF9
were
the moral
winners
of
Kingdom. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, SF9 icon dual moral winners of Kingdom.
Yes.
And then the boy should have won Kingdom Puzzle. That's not Kingdom Puzzle.
Road,
Road
to Kingdom.
Kingdom. That's just real.
Yeah. They should have won that and they did. So great. Good job to them for
like,
being
like,
the only real winners of that.
And then Queendom Puzzle, I can't begin to.
I'm no comment on that.
I don't care. One,
I don't care enough.
And two, that's so complicated to like figure out. Because we got to pick like, what, 7 winners? No, we're done.
Oh, it's too much.
We're not playing these
Queendom
games.
Queendom Puzzle, yeah.
Moving on to a group that was playing these games.
Yes. And we not really did have
literally.
To. We had to set this song down like as a line of like, how high can
high
we put
can
it on
we
the
put
list?
It? Because it's, not that I'm embarrassed by anything I do.
Right.
I'm an adult. I lost that, what's the point in becoming embarrassed by my taste in music? I have other things to be embarrassed about. But,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, this song, this group is embarrassing.
Yeah, they are. They're so embarrassing. I kind of hate them.
Yeah.
Because at number 9, we have Super Junior with It's You. So
this is basically
the
best second gen song I think on
it's
our
so
list.
So good!
Oh
this
my
song
god!
Is so, this song
it's so
is
good.
So good!
So good! It is so
Super
good!
Super
Junior.
The thing with Super Junior, and we keep saying it, is that Super Junior is here always in spite of themselves.
Yes.
Like they may, if Super Junior were better people, oh my god, they would be the biggest group in the fucking world.
I know, but they
because
suck
the only thing
so
people
bad.
Have against Super Junior is their members and the questionable shit they do.
They suck so bad, the members. It's
but
awful.
They're, but they're talented as shit.
It sucks. It sucks so much. Yeah.
It's so like upsetting. The weirdest dichotomy. It's like the but worst it person somehow you know works has for the music.
Correct opinion. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And like this song, the drama, the energy, it is almost essentially a K-pop fucking power ballad. Do you know how hard it is to make a K-pop power ballad? That's not a thing.
I know.
And yet here we are.
It's so unfortunate. Every time we think about it, it's just like, the song is so good. And there are so many Super Junior songs that are actually good, but then we sit down and think about it, but they're so bad. It's like, do we really want to talk about it? Because they're so bad.
Do we really want to? They're just too good. The music is too good for some strange reason. I don't know what the hell
SM,
like, SM was cooking when they were working with SM their different producer teams for this, but
look, no, they kept giving them good music. Where all the SM songs are coming from. SM had an era where they were cooking. We're not in that era anymore.
No, not at all right now, but definitely were. They were at some point in time.
Incredible. All of them sound absolutely amazing. Even the members that are like, you know, they're you know, you have like, especially in large groups, you got your core members, then everyone else. Mm-hmm. Every single one of these people is like cooking. Every single one of these people is thriving in the song. Yeah. And that's insane. There's so many people in the song.
There's
an insane amount of people in Super Junior at this point.
So many.
And this is so good. This would have been at least 13 member Super Junior.
I think it was 13 member 13. Super Junior. Probably their last 13 member Super Junior song.
I think.
Probably. Probably. Oh, it's God. So
early. Probably. Yeah. Like, when I think about it, I think it was. At least for Korea.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible, though, in every capacity.
But it's like, the more you think about Super Junior, the more you're confronted with the fact that, like, these people are awful, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like, they're still making music, and none of it is that good anymore, and they're just kind of embarrassing, and it's like,
here's the thing. I truly think, and the unfortunate thing is, I think it's an SM problem, not a Super Junior problem. I think Super Junior could still, at this age, make bangers if SM was in a better place. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't fully believe that, because I don't want to admit that Super Junior could be good.
I don't know anymore. I think that personally, as people, they might be too much in their, like, egos and shit that I don't, I feel like that would get in the way.
I don't fully know what a full Super Junior lineup in the year 2024 would even look like.
No.
Because, like, the other thing is that we are losing everyone.
Yeah. Oh,
to I don't know what.
To something. To something problematic.
Something. But that is Super Junior. Mm-hmm. Our secret shame.
I know. It's so unfortunate. And it's like, we've already talked about it when we had ITZY on the list before, but it's just, man, and it's also so unfortunate.
All the other Super Junior songs we had on the list.
I know. It sucks. But it is what it is.
We can't lie to the people.
I know.
All right.
So next on the list.
This is the oldest song.
Oldest song on the list. We got our first gen K-pop.
The token first gen favorite song from our team. And it is easily my favorite first gen song that is from my group. I probably have there might be a couple others from soloists I prefer more, but this is like the definitive first gen group song I love.
It is the best first gen song and probably the best first gen group.
Oh, probably, easily. Both. Yeah. I agree with both.
Probably the best.
Definitely. Yeah. Grove. It's definitely one of my favorites.
The Knee Slap and K-Pop podcast has made an official ruling on the best first gen group.
Yes. And
it is not a competition.
And if any of y'all listen to my mixes and listen to some first gen groups, I'm pretty sure you would maybe come to agree. It's the one that ages the best, I think.
Yeah, it's the one that they definitely age the test of time.
For sure.
They do.
One could say they're just a myth or a legend in the whole K-pop universe, you know? One could say that.
Because at
number eight, we have Perfect Man by Shinhwa. And It's like, you don't become the longest running active boy group for no reason.
No. And like, Shinhwa, listen to the last Shinhwa song. That song's still good.
It's good. They're still good.
This many years in. Fucking bangers. All the time.
This could be Super Junior if they weren't horrible. Not saying that Shinhwa doesn't have also some problematic people in it. But they're, like, not as, like, vocally on social media in the way that Super Junior is.
This song goes so hard. It's the most boy bandy. And by boy bandy, I mean the way Americans think of boy bandy. Yeah. Like, it's very NSYNC.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys that way.
Very 98 Degrees. But in, like, the best way imaginable.
Yes. It's very like American boy band in like in the early 2000s American boy band, but it's great, like,
so good.
Like, but the like best we say that, but like that. not in a bad way. We say that in like
as a compliment, not an insult,
right?
And like just a song that you like everyone knows, but as a cover from like multiple people,
right?
But it's just so good.
It's so good. And it has no right being this good, but it's so good.
Absolutely not. It goes hard. It's just so perfectly done. Mm-hmm. It's just no notes, only vibes.
No notes, only vibes. Fantastic.
Ugh. Like, there's nothing... Like, the song that, like, is so of its time that it ages perfectly.
Right.
Like, I always know exact... I'm like, I can tell what year this was written.
Yeah, this was... It's just so NSYNC-coded, the song. Exactly. Like, this is a song that I feel like clearly is copy and paste the most from a Western pop of any time period. Like, in the best way possible, though.
But here's the thing. I can tell exactly to the year when this was done. Yeah. Like, it's so exactly to the year.
Yes.
But that makes it almost age like a fine wine. It's like a fucking time capsule.
Yeah.
It's so well done, and, like, there's nothing wrong with being of the time.
Right? No, but this is, like, the best version of it being of the time. It's,
like, like, if you like that sound, you're gonna like it no matter what.
Right, exactly.
I love it. It's just, like, a perfect encapsulation of that era. Though I will say, it's so fun to listen to super early K-pop English.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's real fun. Listen to that rap. It's real fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Listen to it with subtitles on.
And keep in mind,
like
Eric,
gibberish.
Who does the rap, he
early
is from the States.
K-pop rap is like, ooh, man, it's something else.
But it's like in a fun way, though.
Yeah.
It's like not an insult. So perfectly of its time that it's amazing. All right.
Amazing. Number Next 7. Have... I think this may be our highest debut.
I think it is.
It is.
This is here for
knee slapping K-pop best debut song of all time, I guess. From an area I didn't expect, but you know what? I'm glad it worked out the way it did, because it also spun off one of our favorite spin-off groups from this group, and a couple, and one soloist too, I think in particular, a couple soloists we like from this group.
Couple soloists.
Yeah. So great. Several great branching groups. Not all of them we like, but several. And at number 7, it is With Eyes One with La Vie en Rose. Ah, amazing. Immaculate. To think this could have gone to another idol group, but it didn't.
To think
thank
that
God.
People still are upset, and by people, I mean like 3 people, because that's the only fans that other group still has.
Yeah.
That's mean, but also, I'm not wrong.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're not wrong.
Is still upset that this song went to... I'm sorry, if it would have gone to CLC, it would not have been as popular and it would not have been as good.
No.
Fight me.
No.
Fight me.
It would also They would also make it a very different song, too.
No, it would not be nearly... CLC would have never gotten the song as this.
No, definitely
they
not.
Would have had, they would have changed it, would have been a different concept, and it would have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
This song is perfect for Eyes One.
So good. Absolutely fantastic Eyes One song. Perch such incredible. A perfect debut song too.
Oh, absolutely. With a group this big, it's shocking to me that every single one of these girls gets a moment.
Right.
Which one is rare in any debut.
It's so rare, yeah.
But in, especially in, like, the debut of a produce group where, like, you know that they want to throw those, like, high-ranking kids in more, which, you know, that's the way you do it.
Right.
But I think just because of the law way, the lineup and the rankings of Eyes One and the rigged lineup of Eyes One and the rigged rankings.
Right.
Again, it shocks me that they did it this way.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Is the way it who is am sometimes.
I? I'm not an overpaid CEO of Wake One Entertainment.
Nope. Nope. Neither am I.
But, it's just so well done. This group and this song are truly one of the, what we've said, the recent uptick in people being like, well, maybe groups should be rigged.
Yeah.
Because, like, really, other than ZB1, perfect as is.
Right.
We love them. We love that. They not rigged, and somehow they ended up perfect anyway.
Absolutely perfect, yep.
But with a group of this size, maybe it should be rigged.
Honestly.
Because Eyes One is, ZB1 is, like, what, 4 less people?
Yeah.
4 less people.
3.
That's a lot of, 3.
Because Eyes One's 12, yes.
Oh, true, yeah, Eyes One's 12.
Eyes One's 3.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people in a K-pop group.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one third of ZB1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They would be a third bigger.
Kind
but,
of crazy to think about it.
If, yeah, that's way. Like a substantial amount more people.
Right.
No, absolutely love it. Absolutely incredible. This group almost came out this good against all odds. And I think it's just a testament to how good this song is.
Right. Honestly.
I mean, you'll see how the, like, Eyes One had the great benefit of having great songwriting, mainly because you see how Eyes One could turn out with bad songwriting by looking at their Japanese releases.
Oh, God.
That could have been Korean Eyes One.
Yeah, like,
in a different universe.
Because we truly got full spectrum of Eyes One full in the spectrum. Time that we had them, because it was really, we got some low lows, but some really high highs, too.
I'm just saying like, That's how I'm okay with saying that Eyes One's almost good in spite of itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we saw how it could have gone if they had had bad songwriting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Look at those Japanese releases, except for that first one. That first one is very good.
First one's great, but oh my god,
first one's
it was
great.
Rough for
the
a while.
Rest are downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest are very bad.
Yeah, I don't know why they fumbled the bag so much on the Japan releases, honestly.
I think it's so, maybe that is the Japanese market, what they were looking for, because the Japanese market's weird and
weird
wants
and
bad things.
But
yeah.
The thing is, though, I've heard better J-pop release during that time, and I'm like,
yeah, but like, they kind of sound like AKB does.
Right.
And AKB is just
maybe it's just AKB good. Reject songs, and they're like, no, we can't give them to AKB.
Who knows?
I don't know.
So, number 6. Another icon.
Absolutely.
Yes. The rest of these
pun.
Are just
love
except
the pun.
One. Except one are like iconic songs.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So at number 6, we do have Icon with Love Scenario. It had to be here.
How could you not?
Known as
this is
the
Token YG entry. That's
it. It's the Token YG entry. It's by a mile the best YG song they've ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It's B.I.'s magnum opus.
It is B.I.'s magnum opus.
I don't know if he would consider it that, but I do.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he didn't know it at the time, but it was
the children, the youth loved it.
The youth loved it.
The youth. The youth were obsessed.
Youth were very much here for.
Oh yeah, the children were like
the children
love the melody.
I mean, it's a very good song. It's truly like the perfect example of like some of the best stuff comes from simplicity, because the song is very simple.
It is.
That's why the children were so attached to it. It's because it's a very simple song. But it's like in simplicity, you almost have to make it. Perfect, because you have nothing to hide behind. The beat is very simple. The vocals are very simple. but you have to then make it perfect.
Yeah.
Or else you hear every flaw. Mm-hmm. You can't hide behind auto-tune and, like, 15 random construction noises.
Definitely yeah. not. You can't do it.
It's true.
Which is, so many groups are doing that now, and it's yeah. unfortunate.
And I do think that also just shows a lot of confidence in Icon.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they wrote this song for themselves, and were like, no, we can make this a title track. Because mm-hmm. I could also see this getting fucking buried on an album, because it's so simple.
Yeah.
And being the song that would be like, well, why wasn't this the title track? Mm-hmm. It's so good. Ugh, I miss Icon, guys.
I know. So do I. It's not like they're not around, because they still are around. And they, like, honestly,
but they're not the same Icon.
Post-YG Icon, honestly, a great version of Icon, too.
They look happy.
They do. I'm honestly so happy for them that they got out, and they are, and the fact, it's yeah. like, groups that leave their original company and then immediately stay together and sign to a different company, it's like, you know that they're there to make music because they are having yeah. a good time. Like, they would not be doing it for any other reason.
It's so, just, like, I'm really it's a happy different for them. Icon.
It's, and I yeah, do it's like definitely them. Different, but I am happy for the remaining members of Icon.
I am too. Controversial point, best YG group they've ever made.
Honestly?
Just saying.
I don't know if it's that controversial, but
I don't think anyone else would say that, because I do think everyone else. I don't know if it's controversial that people would be like, you're wrong controversial, mm-hmm. but I don't know if other people would say it.
Right.
Icon's not the most popular group they've ever made.
Right, right.
Icon, other than this song, might be one of their lesser, like, in mainstream popularity groups.
Yeah, it's fair.
But no, by a mile, the best one they ever made. Definitely. Not even taking into account this song, but, like, the pre-stuff, like,
I
Rhythm
mean, yeah,
top,
all of
debut,
the, all of Icon's
that.
Music is so good.
Very good.
Definitely title track discography for them is, like, so good all the time.
Yeah, and YG didn't let them have B-sides.
No, because that's the YG way. But the Icon B-sides we did get, I mean, those are also good, but they
those
just don't
great.
Have a lot of them.
Also, Icon, the only people in YG that could sing ballads.
That's true.
The only people in YG that I would want to sing ballads.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had by far one of some of their, honestly, I think B.I. and Bobby might be their strongest rappers.
Yeah.
And they by a mile had their strongest vocalists.
Oh, so definitely. Yeah.
By a mile.
Yes.
Not a close contest at all. We just like singing. I like that we don't get to talk about Icon that often, but
when
we
do,
it's just praise.
So
they deserve it. No one will give Icon their flowers.
Because we don't get to talk about them that often, which is why we have to praise them when we can.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
And no one else will.
No.
They're the forgotten redheaded stepchild.
Yeah. They are kind of.
Which is really unfortunate.
Honestly, it's so unfortunate because they're so good.
They're really talented. They are.
Ugh. Love them. And also support B.I. solo music. Yes. It's, like, weird but fun.
True.
It's not for me, but South Korea loves it, that style of music, too, so.
He's being smart. Mm-hmm. He's being smart. All right, on to number four.
Number five.
Oh, sorry, number five. Sorry, that's Kayla.
Yep. So we have a group that is not surprising to be here, but probably surprising song choice, but not mm-hmm. from us, a surprising song mm-hmm. choice at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because at number five, we have Rock With You by 17. I tell you this time, I wanna rock with you. Won't like it by my shine on you tonight.
I
know people hate this song, but freaking love it.
It's a banger.
So good.
I love
it's
the best.
Such
it's
a good,
so good
song.
A lot of people will call it, like, and a lot of people who are wrong will say it's like a weird departure for 17. It's not.
I don't
17
think it is.
Has songs that sound like this all throughout their discography.
They do. You just are not looking hard enough.
You're just not. You just haven't never listened to a 17 B-side.
Yeah.
Just saying. I have opinions on 17. But this song, incredible.
So
they
good.
Sound amazing.
So good.
Every single one of them. 17, a group that has been able to balance 13 people masterfully.
Oh, yeah.
All of them sound incredible. They don't hide anybody. They don't. Thriving. They have some of the best vocalists in the game. Maybe two of the best in the game.
Probably. I would say. Yeah.
Honestly, I would even put like all of the vocal team as some of the, like, two of them, like, up there.
Oh yeah.
The other three also in good. That competition, but because yeah. there's such a large gap between.
But yeah, but DK and Sequat are just like two of the best ever, yes. generally. Like,
but, like, I would put Woozy and Joshua and all them. I'm like, they're in the game because like everyone else kind of can't compete with either of them too.
Right.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They're so
Woozy, one of the best little producers of understands his group
mm-hmm.
incredibly well to be able to just give everybody exactly like something to make them shine.
I know, that's the thing that's like so good with 17 is because they really, I think, are one of the best at self-producing to the point where they have mm-hmm. so many members but are just able, they know each other so well on everyone's strengths, and every song they put out is just like so like well curated to like each one of their like individual strengths. It's so good. It's just so good.
What more can you say? It's like just like any, this praise could honestly go on to any 17 song.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just up there with like, it's the same thing every time. Not sound, but like that same like absolute quality every time.
Right.
And it's like, well, what more can you, like, and just this one happens to be that they put out this absolute fucking masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. But then it's, as we've also said that we, in retrospect, should have given this Song of the Year.
Oh, yeah. Like, we gave it to Cinema that year.
Right.
And I think that maybe had a better tone for the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is always the thing that we go back to, of like, is it the best song or is it just, like, the best, like, tone of the overall year?
Yeah. Right?
But it was, I think this just had come out so soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it came out like,
it was an end of the year song, and Cinema was a beginning of the year song, so I think that's probably what
it was. Late October. We usually have these lists done by, like, mid-November, so we had maybe, like, 2 weeks with the song.
Right.
So it was so new, and we're like, is it recency bias? And turns out it wasn't, it's just a fucking masterpiece.
It's so good.
It's really hard when songs come out that late in the year, and 17 tends to do that every fucking year. I think
that's
year.
What happened to that song, because Burn
They
it
do that. They're like, we're going to do surprise sleeper hit. Let's go. Surprise sneaker hit.
They did it this year with God of Music.
I know. They True. Really did, and they barely missed the list this year. And I'm like, you got to release their music. Like, let's go, like, 2 months earlier, and it would be fine.
That's insane. And they would fucking win Song of the Year, like, 15 times. I know.
Because it's really hard trying to account for recency bias in, like, this scenario. It's hard. We always do these lists because it's like, it just came out. And it's like, have we been with this song long enough?
Have we lived with it enough?
Right.
The problem is I think we tend to overcorrect for recency bias.
Yeah. But anyway, number four,
the sexy song.
Sexy song.
Of the list. The best sexy song.
Yes.
We like sexy. We don't hate sexy. We like sexy.
We do like sexy. We like sexy when it's done in the correct way.
Number four. It is very tasteful sexy. It is. Sorry, it is not our highest girl group song of the list. But it is a high one. It is a favorite of mine. This song in particular. Another song. Actually, a couple songs from them. Very strong favorites of mine. And Sammy. This is Sammy's favorite girl group, I'm pretty sure, of all time, still to this day, and it is none other than at number four, I Like That by Sistar. Yeah.
A fucking banger.
So a banger. Good. A knee slapping banger. So hot, so sexy. Love the sass.
So sexy, correct, ugh. From the beginning of their career. Which Absolutely. Is like harder than you think it is.
Yes, so it
definitely,
is.
Yeah.
For a K-pop group. I don't know what do you say about this song? It's perfection.
It is.
They look amazing. Fantastic. They sound amazing. They exude confidence that makes it feel like this is their idea, as opposed to being an industry just forced sexy concept that makes everyone uncomfortable.
Right. Because we never like that. Never love that.
We hate that.
When that happens.
Sister never made me think that.
No.
Also, Sister 19's having a comeback.
Crazy.
And I have to promote.
Crazy that it's happening in 2024, but it
thrive,
is.
Thrive, girls. Thrive.
Fantastic.
Girl group
honestly,
of the year, slay. Sister 19. Slay all day.
Slay queens.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
So excited.
So much. Could not be more excited. Yeah. But yes, Sister, that's gonna be incredible
the,
too.
Sister generally one of the only groups that did sexy really well where it didn't feel like icky.
Yeah.
A lot of the Nugu sexy groups where it felt like
yeah, it was like them.
Which I feel like either they had good staff, maybe it's a combination of them being vocal about their preferences of what they want in their songs, and then
yeah.
their staff being accommodating
or,
and not
to be honest,
being gross.
Maybe it was, and this is like the beginning of it, maybe it was just really good, and I hate to give Starship credit on anything.
I know,
but
sucks,
maybe it was good Starship
really.
Casting.
Right.
Essentially casting, because making a K-pop group is essentially a casting call.
Right,
like,
right.
It's casting. Maybe they were like, well, if we do, it's such a small group.
Yeah.
Too. And I'm like, great. It is the perfect, like, four people. It's easy to get four people on the same page. And they got four people who all wanted to
on
do
the
this.
Same page.
And were good at it. And were on the same page their whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, one of the most amicable disbandments I've ever seen.
Great disbandment.
We like, still.
A great handled
no
disbandment.
Insanely well handled disbandment. Got a full disbandment era.
I know.
Everyone seems happy. They're still doing collaborations.
Right. It's like, I don't,
and
it's crazy how well
and
that
no
it
one
was
has
handled.
Subtweeted
yeah.
anybody. No one's made weird comments
like,
about
no
them
drama.
Or the company.
Exactly.
It's so interesting. Amazing. Incredible. We love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was just a lot of mutual respect there, which I think
yeah.
is needed for any K-pop
which
concept,
I wish was more of a thing throughout the rest of the K-pop
is,
industry,
but
you know.
Is needed for any K-pop concept, but specifically when you're doing a sexy K-pop concept with a group of young women, I think mutual respect is, like, almost extra needed.
Right.
Because, like, there's just a lot of extra, like, sensitivity issues going on at the same time.
Right, right.
It just seems very well done. Insane. Insane that we could do it once, but never again.
I know.
It's, like, them and, like, AOA... and maybe one other group.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of who that other group is. I don't know. Would you count After School as a sexy concept? I don't know.
Yeah, at that time, I
kind
would say,
of,
yeah.
So, like, it feels like that and
right.
maybe recent Girls Day, and that was kind of that era.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the recent groups. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Number three.
Number three.
Now, this is the highest girl group
yes.
spoilers
it
that
is.
We have. But
which,
it is just
for just
a
one-time thing. It truly, I don't know what the producer was cooking when they decided to give it to a subgroup nonetheless, but here we are.
Because at number three, we have Pristin V with Get It.
They were cooking.
The Pristin subunit.
Oh my god.
Icons. Fucking icons.
Fucking iconic.
Absolutely insane.
Tragic though, we didn't get more. Absolutely tragic.
I know. And it's like Pristin.
What the hell, Pletus?
Pristin itself is a really short-lived group, but
Pristin
V was like really, really short-lived.
I mean, I know that they couldn't, especially with the fact that they had already introduced the Pletus girls as in Produce 101 in the debut,
mm-hmm.
and essentially used that as like a soft launch.
Right.
I know that they probably couldn't just be like, well, we're cutting more than half the group and just making a 5-person group.
Right.
How, and then also realizing that you can't do this concept with Pristin.
Yeah.
Because of just the members and just, you know, the age ranges here.
Right.
With all those caveats, this is what I wanted Pristin to be.
Absolutely.
This is everything I wanted.
So
this
good.
This is absolutely fucking incredible.
It's like, and it's a peak girl group song, generally. It is, it's
absolutely.
So, it's so good. Concept
it's,
is great. Music video is great. The members they
the
also chose for this subunit, also great
perfect.
For the concept, yeah.
It's a bigger subunit, because usually subunits aren't five people, which is the size of a K-pop group.
Right, but Prison was, like, 10 people, so...
Yeah, Prison was a lot of people. Yeah. And not saying Prison was bad, we like Prison.
I liked Prison. Like, the two Prison songs while we had them, I liked them, yeah. While
we had them for a hot second. Mm-hmm. But, like, the two Prison songs we got, I really enjoyed.
I know.
But, Prison V was just, like, another level.
It's, like, peak it's subunit. It's
so, oh man, it was just like so banger. I was just like shook the whole time I was listening. I was just like, wow, we need more of this. But Plus Absolutely. Was just like, no, we're gonna get rid of this. And I'm like,
the textbook
why?
Definition of how you do the I'm so cool, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's confidence, but it's still showing all of your goddamn skills. They're so good.
So it's good. A damn shame we didn't get more, which is like, ugh.
But at the other time, I think that just Prison in itself was just a group that both had the success that was imagined for them,
yeah,
and at the same time didn't.
I know.
I don't know. It just
I truly don't know what happened with the fact that they just
it's the biggest mystery to me how Plevis really fumbled this bag.
I think a lot of people don't bring up the sheer amount of bullying all the members of Prison got.
Yeah. Especially for, was it Kyla?
Kyla, yeah, that especially also Kyla. Had a big but effect on it, I'm sure. But
also a lot of those girls had a lot of bullying at them.
Not like that group for some reason. They like Prison. At like a personal level, which was like weird.
Hated Prison. Yeah. And my thought with and like I can only imagine like them like scrambling, being like, do we keep going or do we like I know a lot of people blame Pledis, but I also tend to just look at it being like, well, they also were hated for no reason.
For no reason at all. It's
which
terrible.
Is insane. And then even Prison V, I don't know. And then also then Prison V got a bunch of hate for like being like, well, why aren't we getting real Prison back? And I'm like, what do you people want?
Oh my god, it
what
was awful.
What do you all want? It was weird.
Yeah.
I was also just
so,
confused
like,
in general with the handling
can really
of Prison.
Lay all the blame, and this is my opinion always, which is like, I don't know if we can lay all the blame on Pledis, mainly because I think we need to look within ourselves at the role we played in mm-hmm. Prison's. And by we, I mean the collective we, because I didn't do shit.
And
right?
Also, I just, you know, every time I'm reminded of this whole thing with Prison, I remember whoever hacked their Pledis's official website at the time, the we fucking woo of it all. And I'm just like, I can't. This is what I associate with Prison now.
Oh, man.
We fucking woo. I just can't. Man. You're not supposed to hack, you shouldn't be hacking, period, in general. But also, like, at the same time, it was all because you were pissed that your group that you really liked did not release music for a while and you were concerned
but
what was
also,
happening.
But also, that you it's just, maybe also bullied.
That you might have bullied.
Because
who
half
knows?
The fans of Prison bullied Kyla. I think the fans of Prison bullied Kyla, and then everyone else bullied all the other members of Prison on, like, a personal level.
It was just a bad time as a group.
It was just such a bad time for everybody involved that I can't imagine anyone was happy.
I can't imagine
the
it
members,
was good.
The fans,
yeah.
The company, everyone just seemed pissed. Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate, because they were good. It's just no one else thought that.
I know.
Apparently.
It's so sad.
Except for this song. A lot of people like this song, though, from what I remember.
True.
And then, no, because that song also got a bunch of bullying for not being all members of Prison.
Well, it wasn't about the song itself, though.
It wasn't
fair.
About the song,
though.
No,
but
no,
people,
but I don't think,
people
but
were just
like, I don't
always
think
mad
Prison
about
got
something
bullied.
About Prison.
But I don't think Prison got bullied because of their songs, either. I think people just didn't like Prison
I
for
know.
Some reason. I don't know. People
I don't know
were
what
just
was going on with
weird
our group.
About. I think a lot of people remember that Prison disbanded, but people who didn't live through it don't know what happened.
No.
We lived
Even
through
I
it.
I forget
it
what happened.
It's like, because I remember they sent Kyla back to America, and she was, mm-hmm. like, working at a carnival as, like, a part-time job for a hot second, and we were
so
like,
people
were
just
like,
did
what's
she
going
leave?
On?
Because she's like, I'm gone from there, and I need a job, yeah. man.
Right.
You know what? She's just doing just American
I mean,
teenager
she was
things.
Like 15.
Getting
That's
a job
like a
in high school.
I know. She was literally
get.
Just being an American teenager.
I hope she's doing it. I hope everyone
She
knows.
Seems to be doing well. She probably was like, after the whole bullying thing, she was just like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going back home and living a normal life. You know?
But also, I hope she got some therapy.
I know.
Hopefully she did too.
I really hope she's okay.
I hope she did.
I know.
Like, you don't just leave and be like, oh no, I'm good now. I'm like, I hope you got some therapy. Mm-hmm.
Well, more so, okay, maybe she needed therapy, but maybe more so, I'm good with this whole music career thing now, you know?
All
right. I'm all sad. I don't need to do that anymore. Which, you know what, is fair.
Which is sad, because that was at one point your dream.
I know.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
But you know what? At least she did try for the dream, made an attempt. You know, it's better than a lot of people
it
don't.
It wasn't because of
so,
her
you know,
talent, it was because some people were fat phobic.
Mm-hmm.
True.
She's not even fat. She's perfectly fine.
Well, it's more terrible. So twisted Korean body standards and Asian body standards, really.
It's terrible, actually.
Which is like, yeah.
All right. Number two.
So
levity. Levity.
Yeah, so
levity, people.
People.
Keep it light.
People should know what the top two songs are because we have said
they
them
better.
Often that these were the top two. It's just a matter of what's one and what's
and
two.
And really, anyone else in K-pop who probably agree for the most
a
part.
A lot of people in K-pop would agree this is one.
Maybe
two.
You argue the order,
agree,
but like you'd agree
you're
with these two.
Being unreasonable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you do not agree, you are actively being unreasonable because these are masterpieces.
These are masterpieces. This is art.
This is art, people.
Even if there's a little bit of corniness in it, it's art.
Oh, yeah.
It's K-pop. If there's not corniness in it, why am I here?
Exactly.
I know.
This is K-pop. This is an opera.
Right, exactly.
This is, I'm not going to the ballet.
Yeah.
So, number two.
Number two, we have The Chaser by Infinite.
Yeah,
one of the best songs ever made. So
I truly fantastic.
Don't know what else to say about this song because one, we've talked about it so much.
I know.
The thing it almost didn't happen had been
it
mine not been successful.
Happen. I mean, let's be honest, that's the people's fault, not anyone
true,
else's fault.
True, but without
right?
the Be Mine
the
of success, Be Mine walked so the Chaser could run, and I'm glad for it. I'm glad it worked out that way.
Absolutely incredible in every capacity.
So good.
Infinite at the height of their drama.
Mm-hmm.
At the height of their insanity.
Truly with a music video that didn't make any sense, but that's
nope.
fine. It doesn't need to make sense when the song
I mean,
is
there's
that good.
A reason that the dance video has more views.
The dance video is fantastic, though. The choreography in the song
the
is so good.
Incredible.
So good.
The vocals amazing. Infinite finally learning what to do with all of its members, which is a problem that Infinite had their entire career.
Yeah.
The problem that
still
Infinite still has, even with only six of them, they still have
There's
have
one
that
less person, and the other two couldn't get more lines.
No. But I'm gonna be honest,
you know,
I don't think they improved a lot over the years. So,
no.
You know,
no, not at all.
Maybe that's for the best.
But here's the thing. I do think that they get a bit of the spotlight in this song, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
At least Sungjae does.
Yeah.
Sungil,
I don't. He's there.
He's present.
He's there as
He's present and he's here.
Yep.
And like maybe that's not Infinite's strength. Mm-hmm. Infinite solid 5-member group.
Right.
Not so much solid 7-member group.
Right. But title tracks for Infinite always bangers. Not
bangers.
A single miss from them.
Choreo banger.
Banger. Always
Vocals,
always
banger.
Bangers for choreo.
Two of the better. Two of the better 3rd-gen rappers.
Oh yes.
Miss Hoya. Always
do miss
Hoya.
Him. Mm-hmm. Do miss him. I wish
I
he
do
was
miss
still
Hoya.
Making music, but he's fine being a dancer now.
Dancer now.
And you know what? Hoya. It's probably the one that will give him the most longest-term career prospects, and you know what? That's fine.
It's definitely what he wants to do as well, so
yeah,
I can't
it looks
fault
like
him
that.
His strongest suit was
good.
Always dancing, too, so, like, it's not shocking at all, honestly.
Right.
You know what? I know he's just part of a crew right now at the moment,
he
right?
Is,
in the
yeah.
studio.
Yep.
Who knows? Maybe he's just maybe he wants to do
he's
his own studio someday. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right.
So now we have number one.
Number one
is
not a shock.
Number one is fucking obvious. Number one.
The group
is
not surprising.
Clearly,
the song I don't think that's surprising,
not surprising
either.
No,
no,
not at all. Also, this is just The Chaser. But take all the compliments said about The Chaser: vocals, drama, choreo. And just make it a little bit more difficult.
Yes. And also the music video, another level above.
And Our House.
Oh, also makes equally no sense.
Equally
as the
no
Chaser.
Sense.
And the song
but
that made me go
beautiful music
but
video.
Like,
beautiful.
The song that made me go, holy shit! This group is popular, and it's only just beginning. Holy shit!
And the other thing,
it's only going.
Also, holy shit! It's 6 minutes long.
It's so long. The music video is so long.
There's an interlude in the middle.
There is.
And I am proud to present my our number one.
Our number one
for this best K-pop song of all time. It is none other than the one, the only, Pitan Numul, aka Blood, Sweat, and Tears, by the legendary, all time, best selling K-pop boy group of all time. That is BTS.
Best-selling Korean artist of all time.
Best-selling Korean artist of all time. Amazing. Bam. Flawless.
Fucking bangers.
Bam.
Only bangers.
They're amazing.
Chef Emerald, bam in that. Mm.
Bam.
Love it.
Love everything about this.
So good.
Oh, absolutely. Now, granted, I'm a Spring Day girly, but like, Blood, Sweat, and Tears is very, very close to Spring Day for
Here's the thing.
Here's
the thing. There are other songs up here.
Yes. Right.
This is my personal favorite K-pop songs of all time, but like other BTS songs come close up, obviously.
Oh yeah.
But this song has the power.
It has the power.
Everything BTS does
well. It commands it.
Just done to perfection. It's so got good. Vocals. It's got insane dance. It's got the rap.
And now that I've been playing Baldur's Gate, they are wearing the fuck out of those collared outfits that a Astarion would wear. Mm, oh, love it.
So it's good. Got fucking, yeah. Absolute bullshit lore.
Shout out to Astarion. Love him. He's my favorite.
Shout out. It's got bullshit BTS lore.
Shout out to Astarion.
But BTS thriving.
Thriving.
What more can you say about BTS? They're thriving. Mm-hmm. Is it sad that I kind of wish BTS would bring back the bullshit lore just to confuse the children?
Because they don't know what it was like in the BTS heavy BTS lore time.
They don't know.
Now they can buy the BTS webtoon in Barnes and Noble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
That's a thing. It's there.
They weren't here when Target. They weren't and around Target. when the whole fandom was going crazy on that weird like Twitter horror interactive horror story. Ah! I remember that horror story.
That was my fate. We were there every night.
We were there.
That's right.
Scrolling.
They don't remember. Hey, they don't remember when Jesus. For their second EP they dropped Just One Day online to listen on their website for literally just one day, and I streamed the fuck out of that.
Yes.
Oh, it was so much fun.
They don't know what it was like in the early times. Don't
know. Nah. That was wild.
People don't know about that one Wings concept photo book that people charged an extra $100 because it outweighed, because customs was like, this weighs too much. Yes. It's true. It was already like a $200 thing with the shipping.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to pay like another, like, I think it was like $40 to $100.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Because customs was that like, thing. this is a brick. You can't ship a brick. All right, statistics wild time. We can't just keep going down the
but that is our list hole. Now for stats.
Yes. Ooh. Time for the stats.
The stats on this are more stark than the worst, because we had 108 men and 42 women. Oh,
you know what, it is how it is.
I mean, I'm the token woman enjoyer, I guess.
Plus the fact that all the co-ed shit ended up in
it doesn't help, but you know what, it's fine.
Yeah.
So then we ended up with 91, so that's a 72-28 split.
Great. Love that.
The percentages make it more stark. We had 91 boy group songs, 35 girl group songs, 13 soloists, and 11 bands. So that's 60% boy groups, 23% girl groups.
Damn.
8% soloists, 7%.
Somehow, bands. SM still comes up on top, which is impressive.
Unfortunate.
Entirely, you know why? Because SM was there the entire time.
True.
HYBE only really starts coming in 2015, and within the last 8 years has 16 entries.
SM's 22. Earlier you go which is back wild.
They're
time,
gonna catch up real fast. The they're gonna catch up probably within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
HYBE in the next 2 years. Betting it now.
Yeah.
Then it's FNC with 12. You don't think about that, and then you realize we like bands. And also AOA and P1 mm-hmm. Harmony.
And SF9
are all under FNC, which sounds wrong, but it's true.
Yeah.
Cube with 9, Pledis with 8, and this is all Pledis pre-HYBE.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So Pledis post Hybe is all under Hybe.
Right.
Because that's how I did math. Pledis, and I was like, I can't double count shit.
Pledis did have quite a life as a company before Hybe, so.
Yeah, they did. So Pledis would have 9, because I think the only song we have on here that doesn't count with that is Rock With You.
Right.
No, 10, because it would be Rock With You and BSS.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't, either I wasn't going to double, I wasn't going to count songs twice.
Right.
Was my concern. Starship with 8, Willem with 8, YG with 8, JYP with 7, and RBW with 6. Mm-hmm. Another very recent company that made it up this list very quickly.
Oh, yes.
So the breakdown of the concepts. We had 25 songs that I just called emotional / dramatic.
Love the drama.
We love the drama. 18 sexy, 12 band, 12 cool, 10 badass, 10 elegant / innocent, and then a whole bunch of other ones.
Cool. Love the bands getting up there. We love that.
Bands get up there very quickly. Most recurring groups. This is embarrassing. So we have Beast with 5. No. 6. 5. Sorry. I can't count. Beast with 5, BTS with 5, SHINee with 5, and Super Junior all with 5. Wow.
Really shocking with Beast getting up there, honestly.
The most shocking one was Beast. Not Super Junior, we expected. Beast was a surprise.
Little surprise
also,
Beast in there.
Also, not the Beast songs anyone would expect.
Only Party Beast, though.
We only like Party Beast. Most recurring person is Taemin. He's on these lists 7 times. That's insane.
I love that for him. Love that for Taemin.
He's absolutely on there 5 insane. Times with SHINee and 2 times as a soloist.
Love that for Taemin.
And then all the other recurring groups, we got FT Island was on, FT Island Infinite, 17 and Sistar were on their 4. C and Blue IU, NCT as a collective was on their 3.
Yeah.
Oh My Girl twice and TXT. And then a whole lot of people have been on this list twice. And that's our stats, everybody.
I love that.
The stats.
Amazing.
I like stats.
We love
I don't
stats.
Like
cool.
stats. I hated stats in school, but
fun,
I did
fun
like
stats.
The, I,
well,
these are
fun stats is more fun.
I hated doing this. Mainly because I had to do so much of it manually.
Right.
And then also figure out where what company all these groups were in when they made that song.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That was
That's
hard.
True.
Yeah.
But I like now that I see it.
Woohoo.
So it's worth it.
Yes, yes. But that has been our top 15 songs of all time, definitively. I feel
it.
Like it's a pretty good list. Love it. Would recommend you listen to every song on this list. But with that, this is kind of wrapping up our look back through K-pop for best songs. We will have worst songs as well, because of course we always do both.
Yeah.
But we will, oh my god. It's like, we haven't recorded in so long, I forgot how to do the outro. It's terrible.
My god.
We are available.
We took a nice good break, though.
We did take a nice holiday break, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We are available on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also have a YouTube channel where we post all of our episodes along with clip videos occasionally as well, because it's the new year. I have a lot more clip videos than usual, so enjoy those for now. But we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.